Monmouth 41, Niagara 25, as we get ready for the second half of action here at the Multipurpose Activity Center on campus in West Long Branch. Hawks were led by Andrew Nicholas' 15 points, 10 for Deion Jones. They offset the 11 from Antoine Mason as Monmouth looking to snap a 9-game losing skid. Niagara equally struggling. They've dropped 8 consecutive games, so both of these teams 0 for February, one of them looking to get into the column on the left side, and so far it's been all Monmouth as they lead by 16. They shot 52% from the floor, 33% for Niagara, and the Hawks will have the first possession here of the second half. They'll be going left to right. Keep an eye on those max scores out of town, but we've got 20 more minutes of hoops in the final home game here in West Long Branch. Marvin Jordan will come away with a steal to begin the second half. Myers, ahead of the pack, will blow a layup for Niagara. Hawks will bring it back the other way. Jones throws it down with one hand. James with a beautiful lead pass for Deion Jones. Hawks go up now by 18. MU turning a turnover into a dunk, and back the other way, a travel is called on Ramon Snowden. An 18-point MU lead. That is their largest lead of the game. James, Brady, Nicholas, Jones, and Tillman, the Monmouth five. Same five that started the game for Coach King Rice. Chris Brady in the right corner. Tried to throw it down low to Tillman. It was knocked out of bounds by Niagara. So 19-19 to go here in our first half. Nicholas inbounds to Tillman, right corner. 19 on the shot clock. Now Jones will dribble himself to the top of the key, being guarded by Antoine Mason. Jones throws it on the left wing to James. 8 on the shot clock. Back to Jones, top of the key. Throws down low to Tillman. Spins to his left hand and lays it in. That Zach Tillman lay-in will put MU up by an even 20, 45-25. Niagara team that is struggling to score here. That's their MO. They can score. Not a good defensive team, as they'll move it around the perimeter here. Jordan, a high arcing three. Can't get that one to go. Jones with the rebound. Hawks are going to push here. James ahead of the pack. Now we'll wait for everyone to join him. Minute and a half gone by. MU up by 20. Josh James down low. Chris Brady, little lefty jump hook is off the back iron. Rebound to Snowden. Antoine Mason now the other way. Pull up triple. Can't get it to go. It was in and out. But a nice little rebound and putback by Wesley Myers. He now has 7 points. That triple for Mason was all but down. Not known as a three-point shooter. He's a 30% guy, but acting almost as an assist there with Myers cleaning it up. Hawks moving it here with 18 on the shot clock. Jones to Tillman. Tillman shuffles it to Brady, who dunks it with two hands. Chris Brady with a thunderous two-handed throwdown. Floater in the lane here by Snowden. Wild shot. Tillman to James. James to Nicholas. Nice up fake, and he'll lay it in. Coach Chris Casey will take a timeout as Monmouth takes a 49-27 lead. The Hawks go up by 22 with 17:32 to go in our game. And we'll take a 60-second timeout with the action. Hawks up huge here at home for the final time this season. We'll step out for 1 minute here on the Shore Sports Network. 17:32 to go in our second half. Monmouth 49, Niagara 27. Hawks with this big run to begin the second half force Niagara to take a timeout. Been a very, very sharp game for MU. They hit 4 of their first 5 shots.
So worried when I'm not here, even for minutes, what goes on.
I mean, literally, they told the stat girl, Alicia, to crumple up the stats and throw them at me.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it says something about who the person is they're giving it to, but...
Just can't win. Even up 22, they can't win. Back off the timeout. Mason is fouled on the floor. First team foul on MU with 17:16 to go. Well, that foul on Nicholas, his first. Reds got 17 in this one. 12 for Deion Jones. And here another Niagara turnover as the pass too high intended for Mason. Goes off his hands and out of bounds. And Matt, if your mom, if you would have taken, I don't know, maybe a quarter of this luck over the last month, it seems as though everything's breaking right for them the first 23 minutes of this game.
Well, you're getting kind of the perfect scenario. You're playing well. Your best guys are playing well. And as we said a couple of times, Niagara doesn't necessarily look overly motivated to be here, and being down 22 on the road with the conference tournament right around the corner, you know, it's added up well to what Monmouth needed to happen tonight to break this losing streak.
Niagara's in 10th. By the way, the Hawks turned it over. James threw one away. Niagara's half game up on Fairfield, who lost to St. Peter's earlier this week. So if Niagara loses this one, they'll be tied for last place. Purple Eagles working it here. Ware drives. He is fouled by Zach Tillman. Big Zach picks up foul number three. It'll be baseline out of bounds. That's, again, Zach's third, the second foul on Monmouth. We'll further go over the max standings at the under 12 media timeout, but
they might find themselves in last because right now Fairfield was beating Marist.
So Fairfield finishes up their schedule tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Down low, they try to go to Ware. It was intercepted by Jones, but they call a foul on Chris Brady. Each MAC team plays 20 games. They call that foul rather on Nicholas, his second. It is an 11-team league. It's a 10-team completely round-robin schedule, so you play everybody home and away. That equals the 20. Niagara inbounds to Marcus Ware. Marcus hits the deck. Coach Casey takes a timeout. He didn't need to. He had the possession arrow. So 16:31 to go. Hawks lead 49-27. We'll keep things right here. And while we keep things right here, it'll give me a quick chance to thank some of our tremendous sponsors this basketball season. Scala's Pizzeria, proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks for great pizza and more. Visit Faz and Will, 1 mile from the ocean in West End, or visit scalaspizzeria.com. And fans, we'd also like to thank World Subaru, Coca-Cola, McLoone's Restaurants, and Surf Taco for their tremendous support all season long.
Monmouth looking pretty good right now, you know, all things considered. Shooting 57% from the floor, holding Niagara to 31, hitting 67%, so two out of every three from outside. Taking pretty good care of the basketball, 10 turnovers, 14 for Niagara. Doing good enough on defense to really frustrate the Eagles out of their game.
Niagara has to throw it all the way into the backcourt, and that's where Marvin Jordan is. He's out there with Myers, Snowden, Ware, and Mason. Here's Snowden in the left corner. We'll throw top of the key to Jordan. He'll tee up a triple. And almost that one short and to the left. Deion Jones will pull the rebound down. Jones will back things out, look to run some offense here. They haven't even hit the first media timeout, and the Hawks' lead has swelled to 22. Josh James on the left wing, throws left corner. Nicholas will catch and shoot, and he'll put it down. Red's got 20. Matt, this one is becoming a runaway.
Yeah, it is for sure, Eddie. I would agree. And when Nicholas is hitting like he is right now, 20 points, we've said it several times during the course of the year. When he's on, Monmouth is tough to beat.
Missed shot here. Jones with another rebound. Deion ahead of the pack. Waits for his teammates to join him. 15:35 to go in this game. The Hawks up now by 25. Their lead seems to grow with every possession now. Jones has 12. Finds Nicholas. He'll catch and shoot again. That heat check's a little short. Tillman had the rebound knocked out of his hands. And out of play, it'll be Niagara ball when we come back. 15:20 to go. Hawks up big, 52-27, and we step out for 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, we invite you to like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, follow at MU Hawks on Twitter and Instagram, and visit youtube.com/Monmouth Hawks. You can find every MU Athletics social media page at one place. GoMUHawks.com/connect.
Scoreboard time in the MAC. Nothing in the top 25 tonight, so we'll stay within league play. Fairfield leads Marist 48-36, 14:43 to go in the second half. It is Manhattan on top of Iona, led by 10 at half. That's been trimmed to 4 at 50-46, about 16 minutes to go in that one. And later on tonight, Niagara, check it, Ryder is playing host to Canisius. That one tipping at 9 o'clock. Important game for both of those teams, trying to battle it out for the 5 seed in the upcoming conference tournament. The Bronx right in there. Siena trying to get that 5 seed. And, of course, here Monmouth leading Niagara comfortably 52-27, 15-20 to go in the second half.
I need you to get into the media timeouts a little more. I'm going to need that out of you.
The last home game, I will maybe on the road.
Maybe on the road. Well, the printer's really seen better days. There you go.
No toner. It's definitely the end of the season.
Another offensive foul is called on Niagara's Antoine Mason as we come back from timeout. His third foul will give it back to MU. I just don't know how much more frustrated he can be. He's jawing with every official. I mean, to his credit, we've seen star players in this league get star treatment before. I mean, he's earning these fouls, but hasn't been easy for him tonight.
He has not gotten a lot of whistles, for sure.
James finds Deion Jones cutting back door. Oh, that's beautiful basketball as the Hawks go up 54-27. Need some kind of advanced lithography degree to read the stats. Mason in the right corner. Nicholas hits the deck. That'll be an offensive foul. I actually think they might call that on Marcus Ware and not Antoine Mason. Nope, they're going to call it on Mason. That's his fourth foul. And either he's just playing out of control and reckless, he'll sit down in favor of Harris, or maybe he wants to go home early.
Not sure that he's going to have a very good feel for the three referees should he see him in the conference tournament. I'm sure he'll remember exactly who's doing the game tonight. And he's getting a long talking to right now from his head coach, just trying to calm him down a little bit.
Hawks throw one away here. Sloppy play both ends. It's just that MU is just playing so much better offensively. The Hawks are on top 54-27. The MU women's team currently playing right now. They're trailing at Marist 62-38 with 11:42 to go in that second half. Is foul called here on Zach Tillman. Zach picks up number four. Tough matchup. The women are also, Matt, kind of in that same range as the men in the 8, 9, 10, 11 discussion in the league standings. And as fans know, the entire men's and women's MAC tournament will be contested up in Springfield next weekend. Niagara throws one away here. Snowden bounced one into the cheerleaders, trying to throw it to Marcus Ware. 14:10 to go. I don't know. Is there a feeling that this game is kind of already over?
Yeah, for sure. When you're doubling your opponent at the 14-minute mark and their best player, the second leading scorer in the nation, sitting on the bench with four fouls, you definitely get that feel.
Hawks possessing here, moving to our right. Tyrone O'Garrow will dribble handoff for Deion Jones. His jumper is no good. Rebound comes down to Wesley Myers. Myers will lead Niagara back the other way. Jordan will knock over Nicholas. Now handoff to Myers. Ravon Harris down low, gets Chris Brady up in the air, and Brady will be called for his second foul. I tell you, I'm going to propose we go no whistle the last, I don't know, 13 and a half minutes of the game. Just up and down.
That'd be all right. You know, I neglected, and I will take the heat from this, even though they're one of my favorite teams on campus. The women's lacrosse team was honored at halftime, getting their championship rings from winning the Northeast Conference last year. Good to see some of the senior players back who had since graduated, seniors being last year. We're kind of up and running with the new lacrosse season, but good to see the last year's champs back on the floor.
Honored at halftime. They've actually won back-to-back conference tournament championships. Last year also won the regular season. As Snowden hit the first, missed the second. Marcus Ware pulled down the offensive rebound. Marcus was then fouled by Greg Nowak. That's Nowak's fourth foul. So Ware will go to the foul line with Monmouth on top 54-28, and we actually, fans, invite you. Obviously, tonight's broadcast is on the Shore Sports Network, but it's also on HawkVision on GoMUHawks.com, and all of the men's and women's lacrosse games, as well as most of the baseball and softball games this spring, will be broadcast on HawkVision and with broadcasters, so please stay with us through the entire spring season here at MU. Marcus at the line will make his first one. fairly familiar with this building.
Number 43, Chris Brady.
Playing again his fifth season for Niagara after graduating. Did you have Marcus's name or did I in the spring? I don't remember.
I think you did. I don't remember having someone 6'8 walk past me.
Ware made both free throws, and then MU sloppy on the inbounds. And Coach Rice will not stand for it. 13:25 to go in our game. Hawks lead 54-30. Coach Rice will take a 30-second timeout before Niagara can inbound. So now you kind of have the worst of all scenarios if you're just a casual fan, I guess. It's a blowout. One team's kind of already, and Monmouth now playing right into that sloppily, even though they lead by 24.
Yeah, that's the one thing for Monmouth you don't want to see during the course of the later part here of the second half. Because realistically, you're a team that's lost nine straight. You need to just play it all the way through, put together a full 40-minute game. There's no reason, there's no need for sloppiness at all out of this team. You know, you say, well, we've had some hard breaks over the course of the last couple games. At this point of the year, a loss is a loss. You need to just play a full 40-minute game and close this out on a high.
13 minutes, 25 seconds to go. Niagara will inbound. Ravon Harris will throw it in, has to baseball it all the way into the backcourt, and that's where he finds Marvin Jordan. Jordan will go one-on-one with James. Collapsing defense from Deion Jones, and Jones takes it away from Jordan. So whatever Coach Rice said worked. They force a turnover right away. Jones will hand off to Josh James on the left wing. James being guarded by Jordan. They'll pull it out, look to run some offense here. Hawks lead 54-30. 7 minutes gone by second half. Top of the key, Deion Jones. Throws it to Nicholas on the right wing. Nicholas, couple of dribbles baseline. Picks up his dribble, now throws to Jones. 6 on the shot clock. Jones will drive and kick. Nicholas is open for 3. Wave off the shot attempt as Deion Jones will be called for an offensive foul, knocking over Ramon Snowden. 12:46 to go, second half. Dribble handoff. Harris will go to Jordan. He'll throw to Myers. Myers will cross over on James. He'll go to the basket. Chris Brady with a huge block. Threw it right back into the face of Wesley Myers. And OMU will come back the other way. Jones leads Brady. Nicholas now throws to James, top of the key. He'll throw it down low to Brady. Brady will find James. James is fouled before he can get going to the basket. So he'll go to the line for 2. After that foul, it's called on Wesley Myers. They'll actually call that foul on the floor.
Antoine Mason will check back into the game for Niagara. I guess the thinking is for Coach Casey, if we are going to make any kind of a run in this one to try and get back into it, we better have our best scorer on the floor. So even though coming back in with the 4 personal fouls, they'll let him run as long as he can stay out there.
Jones, top of the key. Will drive now. Baseline, Deion at the basket. Misses the shot. Ware pulls down the rebound. Hawks will bring it up now. Ware is going to try to go all the way. Left hand is good for Marcus. Nice move from the former Hawk.
Marcus always good touch inside. Athletic enough to get out on the break and finish that one himself.
Monmouth will throw another one away here. Hawks not able to enjoy prosperity, as that'll get us to the media. Niagara will have the ball when we come back. 11:41 to go. MU 54, Niagara 32, and we're out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
11:41 to go here in the second half. Monmouth up 54-32. Updated stats for you. MU still shooting well from the floor, starting out this second half. 6 of 10 for 60% overall in the game. 19 of 35 for just a shade over 54%. Comfortable leads up right now, 22. Getting a little sloppy, however, with the basketball. MU's largest lead has been 27, right now up 54-32.
As Matt said, Hawks lead by 22. 11:41 to go. Monmouth will actually pressure full here on Niagara. Marvin Jordan will bring it up. met by two Hawks. Tried to throw middle of the floor. Nicholas knocked it right into the arms of Max DeLeo. DeLeo now double team, throws ahead to James. James around Ware, kicks it into the corner to Andrew Nicholas into the right corner. Nicholas will now dribble out of trouble. He'll find O'Gara with the left elbow. O'Gara to Nicholas. He's fouled by Marcus Ware. Ware picks up his fourth foul. And I'll say this, with 11:16 to go and Monmouth leading 54-32, the absolute worst thing you could have in a blowout are whistle-happy officials. Not saying they're making bad calls, not saying they're making good calls. Just maybe let things go.
And it drags a little bit, for sure. It definitely will drag a little bit with a lot of whistles.
Nicholas makes his first free throw. He now has a game-high 21. Nicholas missed the second one. Rebound pulled down by Rayvon Harris, who actually pushed Marcus Ware out of the way. It's a weird game for one in which a team is leading by 23. Myers dribbling in front of his own bench. Bounces the top of the key to Ware. Ware will drive. Now kick it out to Jordan for three. That one's no good. Rebound comes down to Deion Jones. Jones will bring it back with MU leading 55-32. Everyone now back the other way. DeLeo on the left wing. Finds a cutting Deion Jones. Jones will kick it out to Nicholas. He'll attack the rim. His reverse layup is good. Nice move by Andrew Nicholas.
Looking good tonight. Has all facets of his game working really well. Shooting well from the outside. Able to take it to the rim as well.
Turnover here for Niagara. Hawks come back the other way. DeLeo hands to Deion Jones. Beautiful move around Harris. And Jones will lay it in.
Both Nicholas and Jones. Options one and two. In the grand scheme of things for MU, both looking solid. Last time Nicholas had this many points, you've got to go back to a 28-point performance in that upset win over Canisius.
And another steal by Max DeLeo. Harris jumped in the air to throw it. DeLeo ahead to Nicholas. Nicholas is fouled by Wesley Myers with 9:47 to go, and the Hawks leading 59-32.
You just hope, obviously, for both of these guys, because both have had their struggles during the course of the season at different points, shooting the ball, being consistent, that maybe they have found a little bit of a niche here tonight and can kind of keep this and roll it into not just Sunday, but perhaps even more importantly, the conference tournament.
I think that's the key. Can you kind of capsize this game, bring it with you to Siena, who's playing some of the best basketball in the MAC right now? They knocked off Quinnipiac last night. They have pretty much put themselves in position to get that last first round by, as Nicholas makes his first one. Jalen Palm will check in. Niagara with a couple of players. Casey Fowler will check in alongside Joe Thomas. Christian White will check in. That's what we've resorted to, by the way. Not
whatever
Christian White checking into the game.
The night.
Obviously, some other things happening. Christian and Jalen in. Nicholas knocks them both down. He's got a game high 25. He'll sit down in favor of Colin Stewart. Hawks Matt lead by 29, 61-32.
Well, I think a good move here. You let Palm and White, you know, maybe play out the string here, because you might need either one of them during the course of the conference tournament. You know, you say you're not going to have Justin Robinson. We saw tonight Josh James getting nicked up a little bit. Not saying that's going to carry over. But, you know, depending on how tournament structure goes, if you get a win here and get into the second round, you never know when you might need a guy. Jalen Palm had a big role in a game a couple weeks ago, kind of turned things around when he came in with defensive pressure.
Well, he's been playing a lot recently, again, with Robinson being out. So these guys need valuable minutes with Brown, Robinson, Hudiger, all out. Jones will drive and kick. Colin Stewart will attack the rim. He'll miss a little jumper off the back of the iron. Snowden will pull it down. He'll attack the other way, and he is fouled with 9:06 to go in our second half.
Foul number 30, Colin Stewart. His first personal 18 foul on Mahmoud. At the line for Niagara is number 11, promote started.
You forget Monmouth wraps up their regular season coming up on Sunday. 2 o'clock tip in Albany at Siena. You and Steve for that one?
Yes, sir. Full weekend of Shore Sports Network hoops as Snowden makes his first one. You and Kevin Williams have the Shore Conference girls and boys final here for Monmouth tomorrow, 1-3 respectively. And then Steve and myself will head up to just outside of Albany in Loudonville, New York, where Siena is. 2 o'clock tip on Sunday afternoon. We're live at 1:45 here on the Shore Sports Network. Snowden missed the second. O'Gara with the rebound. So full service basketball weekend here on your...
A lot of stuff.
Absolutely. Nowhere else to go than the Shore Sports Network. You allowed to predict tomorrow's game tonight? Not really?
I guess I could.
I know we got 1-2. That's always good. Nicholas, backdoor find. Nice pass from O'Gara. Hawks go up by an even 30 spot.
I'll give a little preview. I think both games have the potential to actually be really good. Contrasting styles a little bit in the girls' games, with St. Rose being a little bit more deliberate, a little bit more half-court set. Manasquan loves to run up and down and push the tempo a little bit. And I think the boys' game could also be really good. Anytime you get 1-2 in the boys' matchup, you're usually at least in line for a pretty good basketball game.
Wesley Myers was called for an offensive foul, so the Hawks get it back, up 30, nearing the 8-minute mark. Christian White will step into a triple. That one's no good. Colin Stewart tip is knocked into the arms of Casey Fowler. And Point Beach looking for Shore Conference title number 1. I believe CBA going for number 17.
17, yeah.
Nicholas behind the back to Tillman will throw it down with two hands. And there's your game in a nutshell as the Hawks go up 32.
It's been all Monmouth here tonight, basically doubling things up on the score. You know, this is exactly maybe what this young team needed. A solid, convincing walkover win at home.
Can do only good things to MU's confidence moving forward. Fowler long on a three. Colin Stewart will commit a foul. That'll get us to the media timeout. 7:37 to go. All MU in this one, up 65-33 as we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Hawks up big on Niagara, 65-33 with 7:37 to go in our second half. Alongside my broadcast partner tonight, good friend Matt Harmon, I am Eddie Acapinti. Our buddy Brian Cedillo back in the studios engineering tonight's game. It's been all MU in this one, really from the 15-minute mark in the first half, Matt, on down. This lead has only changed hands twice. Niagara's last lead was at 17:37 in the first half. This is the largest MU lead in the game. Hawks shooting 56% from the floor.
It's as we said before, just what the doctor kind of ordered here for Monmouth. You needed something like this before you finish up the season on the road and get into the conference tournament.
Snowden goes 2-for-2, cutting the Monmouth lead to 30. Niagara's going to pressure full here with 7.5 minutes to go. Hawks will break the full court pressure with a lineup consisting of White, Palm, Stewart, Nicholas, and Tillman. Can probably start looking ahead to Sunday's matchup at Siena, as Stewart will shuffle one over to Jalen Palm. Palm will go to the line after he is fouled. Matt, earlier in the year, first game actually on the 2014 calendar, the Hawks beat Siena 63-59. That was here. At the time, I believe we said it. I know you did that game with Steve. That win was going to look good moving forward, and right now it looks real good because Siena is right now the fifth seed in the conference tournament, and they're probably the proverbial team no one wants to play right now, playing good ball along with the likes of St. Peter's.
I mean, you throw that one in, I'll throw the Canisius come from behind win with the last second shot. I mean, those are probably two Monmouth's, you know, the best wins that the team has had all during the course of the season.
Palm goes 1-2, nearing the 7-minute mark. That'll be a big one. I believe Siena right now is 10-9 in the league. So they're playing to stay over 500 in head coach Jimmy Patsos' first season in Loudonville. Myers long on a three. Tillman with the rebound. That's where the league tournament will be next season, up at the Times Union Center, formerly the Pepsi Arena in Albany. I know everyone's excited to get the tournament back there. Springfield is a tremendous host that we'll get to see for a year, but talking to people around the league, they like the tournament up there.
Back in Albany, really, where it has been for several years.
Tillman will miss a shot. Niagara will bring it down. Snowden is fouled with 6:25 to go. Hawks up 31.
Certainly fits the footprint of the league a little bit better to have the tournament in Albany. As you said, Springfield has a lot of basketball history, obviously. The Hall of Fame is there, and it's been a good host. But it's kind of out of the way for pretty much all of the MAC schools, one way or the other. I mean, as far north as the league goes into the Buffalo area with a school like Canisius or Niagara, nobody is really a stone's throw away from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Snowden makes a couple, and obviously part of that was the league's agreement with the Hall of Fame, which has a beautiful MAC display on the second floor, and word is that even when the league tournament leaves Springfield, that will still be there. Great job by the league, and tremendous exposure at the Basketball Hall of Fame. Hawks moving the basketball here, up by 29. 66-37, under 6 to go. Palm, little floater is no good. Rebound tipped out to Marvin Jordan. Jordan will bring it down with under 6 to go, and it'll be an offensive foul on Marvin Jordan. Sir, unrelated to basketball, question for you. Really a comment. I know you would come up to Siena with us, but huge weekend coming up in Belmar.
Yeah, busy weekend. The annual St. Patrick's Day parade in Belmar. You know, a lot of conversation about the weather. I think actually we're going to be okay with that when you think about the storm not starting until Sunday night. As long as people can get out of their house, most don't care if they get back in.
Well, most won't. Make sure you head over to the boathouse on St. Patrick's Day Sunday. Christian White long on a three will track his own rebound down. New shot clock for Monmouth with under 5.5 to go. I would, as much as I love to call the games, believe me, I'd love to be in Belmar. It's a great, great day. The town has rebounded so well from Hurricane Sandy as lookout youth teams. Joe Thomas sends a Colin Stewart shot into an empty seat. The young gentleman over there battled for the ball. Thank goodness that seat was empty.
Final in the women's game as MU dropping one up at Marist, 83-52. Final score.
Stewart to the basket, throws one over the rim. He goes toppling down. Antoine Mason will come back the other way. He hasn't scored this half. There's his first hoop, and he'll get an and-one opportunity over Christian White. Now 66-39 our score. This game will not help Mason's push to be the nation's leading scorer unless he goes on some kind of rampage in the final 4:59, as Brady will check in for Tillman. What time's the boathouse opening up Sunday?
10 a.m.
Mason will miss the free throw. Quick turnaround.
Yep. Busy. Busy time. We'll take it.
Monmouth breaks some Niagara pressure. Under 5 minutes to go. Coach Rice says pull it out. Run some clock. With MU up 66-39. You know, Matt, I'm kind of torn. Has it been a great defensive effort by Monmouth? Or is White with a beautiful move? Great crossover and one. Oh, a little showtime from Christian White.
I like to see that out of Christian White. You know, we spoke earlier about Deion Nesmith and about Marcus Ware being good guys for the program. I throw Christian White in that category as well. He's had a really difficult, probably personal season. Hasn't really gotten a whole lot of playing time during the course of the year as well, especially after he played a bunch in his first year. but has handled it with class and has kind of taken it in stride and is always ready when called on.
Hawks double-teaming Antoine Mason after a screen. Mason still barking at the officials as Thomas will get free down low. He'll go to the line for two. White throws his body into Joe Thomas. I'm curious to see if Mason will pick up a T in the final 4:14. Maybe the officials have just said, all right, that's enough.
If you're going to go out, you might as well go out in style if you're Mason.
Just get run?
I can't believe that he's still in the game.
That's a good point. Thomas will make a free throw. Ware's going to check in for Joe Thomas. It's been all MU in this one. It's 69-40. 4:14 to go. Now, the point I was starting to make before Christian's little move before, has it been a great defensive effort by Monmouth or an offensive struggle by Niagara?
I think it's been more of the latter than the former. I don't think the Monmouth defense has been poor by any stretch, but I just think Niagara is having a miserable offensive night.
White double-teamed in front of us, throws it over to Chris Brady. Brady's pass is intercepted by Snowden. Under four to go. Purple Eagles come back. Mason loses it again. More contact. As Jordan has it, he'll throw it over to Mason. He's just going to attack the basket. Throw up a shot. It's missed, but he'll go to the line for two when we come back. 3:49 to go. Monmouth 69, Niagara 41. We're back in 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Back here at the MAC with Monmouth leading 69-41. Fans, our next Hawk Vision broadcast will be this Sunday when the women's team hosts Siena in their season finale and senior day at 2 p.m. right here at the MAC. The next one after that is actually an historic game. It'll be the first ever Monmouth men's lacrosse home game for the Division I program. That's Tuesday at 3 p.m. against St. Joseph's. Are we going to steal you on Tuesday?
I'm holding out hope that the weather's bad.
Some snow is expected on Sunday. As Mason makes two free throws, Hawks lead now by 26, 3:45 and counting. Niagara will continue to pressure full. They take it away. Fowler does from Palm. He'll dunk it with two hands as the Hawks now go up by 24. More full court pressure from the Purple Eagles. They'll break that pressure as White gets it ahead of the pack, and now Monmouth can look to run some clock here with 3:22 and counting to remain in this game. Colin Stewart being guarded by Antoine Mason. We'll hand off to Christian White. I am just in a world of Pandora's box over here, by the way. Colin Stewart, step back, triple is good.
Couple of threes tonight for Stewart, who has showed some range. Nice thing for Monmouth is pretty much everyone who has played tonight has contributed one way or the other. Even here with a couple of minutes to go and, you know, the reserve guys in, everyone has been part of the mix this evening.
Marcus Ware three-point attempt is too long. 2:40 to go. Hawks lead 72-45. We invite you to stay tuned post-game. We'll be joined by Coach Rice not only here on the Shore Sports Network but live on the court on GoMUHawks.com's Hawk Vision. We'll go over final scores around the league as well as final game stats. Getting you ready for Sunday's big game with Siena. Monmouth moving the ball here. Five on the shot clock. Jalen Palm, little stutter step, has his shot attempt blocked. Mason will streak back the other way. He'll be fouled by Colin Stewart with 2:05 to go. That foul is Colin's fourth.
That's his fourth personal foul.
2:05 remain. Just the final score yet to be determined here.
Good win. Good win tonight for Monmouth. Really definitely needed this. It'll break the losing streak. They won't have to go 0 for February. They'll win here on the last day of the month. You know, I'll say try to go up to Siena and steal one, but it's a same team that they've already beaten, albeit, you know, 2 months ago. They did knock off the Siena side when they came here back in early January, 63-59.
Vuk Baletich checks into the game, takes out Chris Brady. So now a completely, I'd say, second, third unit into the game for MU. As Mason missed them both. Is now with under two to go. Jalen Palm will lead everybody back. Tried to find Balotich in transition. It was knocked out of bounds by Niagara.
Just the sixth game of the season that Balotich has played in. He's still looking for his first basket of the year. A couple opportunities here to feed the big fella.
He's got 157 to try and get that basket. With the Hawks leading 72-45. We'll be joined courtside by Coach Rice after this, not only here, as I said, on the Shore Sports Network, but on Hawk Vision as well. Colin Stewart, nice little crossover on Mason. Mason knocked it away. Loose ball down low. Palm is fouled by Marvin Jordan with 1:37 to go. It's amazing how physical this game is, being as how it's a 72-45 game with 97 seconds to go.
Everyone's played it the whole way through. They haven't really given much of an inch one way or the other. And I'm shocked for Niagara that Mason is still on the floor. I guess you want to get him his points, try to keep him, you know, in contention for it, but it hasn't really been his night. And what kind of damage is he going to do with 97 seconds left to try to add to his 15-point total?
I could make a Reggie Miller, Anthony Mason thing right now, but I won't. I'm tired.
I don't even know that it would fit right this second.
It would fit. Mason was the player that inbounded during Reggie Miller's famous 8 points in 18 seconds.
I understand that part of it, but we're in a 30-point game.
You don't think he's going to score 30 points in 90 seconds? It'd be weirdly poetic, and I would puke everywhere if that was the case. I'd be on the short end of that stick twice.
That's his third personal foul.
Christian White picks up his third foul.
Iona Manhattan going to overtime. They are tied at 71 after regulation.
It's 73-45. That's the big game in the league tonight. I know they're still...
really only for Manhattan. You know, Iona's already clinched the top seed. It's Manhattan that is trying to lock up anywhere from 2 to 4. You know, Quinnipiac, Manhattan, Canisius all started the night with 5 losses. Only Quinnipiac not playing tonight. They played one more game. So at 14-5, everyone trying to keep pace with them.
Greg Nowak ahead of the pack. Will dunk it with two hands. Nice little tap ahead by Vuk Balotich. 75-47 MU. Mason with a miss. Frustration miss. Nowak ahead of the pack. Look out. Oh, man, he missed the layup. And I think Greg Nowak's hurt. Hopefully it's just his ego that's hurt, not his leg. Ware missing one. I hope Greg Nowak's okay, and if he is, I'm going to yell at him during the week because he messed up a dunk call. It's a no-no.
Tough one in transition. He's definitely still wincing a little bit, and it's not the first time tonight he's had that face. He's gotten banged up a little bit this evening.
He was almost a little too far away from the rim when he took off, so hopefully he didn't hyperextend something. He's kind of wiggling his leg around. Marcus Ware will make a free throw. Marcus has 5. Hawks up 70. I think they gave the point to the wrong team. Are they confused because it's Marcus? Well, let's see the second free throw where the point goes. Well, he missed it. Nowak pulls the rebound down. Scoreboard reads 75-48 Monmouth with under a minute to go. Again, just a matter of the final score. We will be joined right here on the court in front of us by Coach King Rice. And it'll be live on the Shore Sports Network and Hawk Vision. We'll go over the final statistics in this one as well as the final Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard as that turnover will lead to a fast break Niagara layup. But with 32 seconds showing, that will probably do it for the scoring. Monmouth is up 75-50 with 25 seconds to go. And unless the Hawks take a shot, and I think Coach Rice is saying, don't do that. Matt, that'll be our final score. The Hawks will snap that 9-game losing streak. They'll get back into the win column. They'll do so in front of their home fans for the final time this season. Always good to end the home schedule with a W. They'll win 75-50 over Niagara.
Convincing 25-point victory should certainly help Monmouth moving into their game on Sunday. And then looking ahead, obviously, to the conference tournament, they sweep the season series with the Purple Eagles. And again, really good to see Monmouth get themselves back on the winning side here tonight. Good, complete team effort, which was exactly what MU needed. Step out here and take a timeout. Monmouth 75, Niagara 50. We're back for the start of the postgame show right after this on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here from the Multipurpose Activity Center. Monmouth with a big win tonight over Niagara 75-50. Let's head courtside to Eddie Iacopinti.
And thank you very much, Matt. We're here courtside with the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice. Coach Rice here postgame on the floor on Hawk Vision as well as on the Shore Sports Network. Congratulations. Big win for your team. They needed a big win. They came out and they got a big one tonight.
Well, I give our kids all the credit. They've kept their heads in the right place. We've had two of our best practices in probably for the year, the last 2 days. And we're I'm so happy for these kids because they just continued to work and continued to work.
And your team tonight seemed to jump on top of Niagara early on in this one. You got a lead right around the 15-minute mark in the first half, and then you were able to just keep expanding that lead. How were you able to do so successfully? We noticed Dion and Red got it going, but it seemed like everyone got in the act.
Well, I think our guys really slowed down on offense. I've been saying we got a lot of guys that can score the ball, but we go too fast sometimes, and guys get excited and take too quick of shots. And tonight we did not do that. We shared the ball. Dion and Red are our main guys. They got it going. But Zach Tillman, Chris Brady, I thought Tyrone did some great things. And Josh James has been outstanding since Justin's been hurt.
And the team, for the second time this season, does a tremendous job defensively on the second leading scorer in the country, Antoine Mason. You did it to him up in Niagara. You do it again to him tonight. The defensive intensity, really, I know you love that as the head coach. It really seemed to be at a high level tonight.
It really was, and Red guarded them both games, and Red does a good job of playing position defense. And Mason's one of the best scorers in the country. He had two off nights against us, but he's a very tough player, and he's who makes Niagara go.
And you guys were able to shut him down as now you go into your final game this season. Awful win. I know you wanted to get that win, get the monkey off your back, it seemed, get back into the win column. You have a tough Siena team coming up. You beat them earlier in the year, but now they're playing their best ball of the season.
They're playing great basketball right now. I'm friends with Jimmy Patsos. He does an incredible job. I remember when he was at Maryland and he used to battle North Carolina. But he's a tremendous coach. Siena's a great program. I heard they're going to have 6,800. So that should be fun for my kids, and we're going to go up there and play how we play and see what happens.
Coach, I appreciate it. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, joining us. We're actually going to be joined by one of your main guys, Deion Jones, who helped you get the big win here this evening. We are live right here on Hawk Vision as well as on the Shore Sports Network, and Deion able to help the team get back into the winning side of things. You guys seem to dominate from the 15-minute mark in the first half on. How were you guys able as a team to get it going so early tonight?
Well, we came out here ready to play the whole time because going through this whole losing streak, we wanted to get back on top, leave the fans here with the last home game, go out with a bang. So we were really together on defense and on offense. We were just moving around and getting the shots we could get.
And even though you and Andrew Nicholas had big scoring nights, it seemed like you said there was great ball movement tonight. Everyone was getting involved. Was that a point of emphasis during the week leading up to this game?
Oh, definitely. Before this game, the 2 days leading up to this game, the two practices were great. We had phenomenal practices, everybody moving around, taking good shots. Nobody took bad shots, and we really focused on our defense as well.
Now, Deion, you go into the final game of the year at Siena, but talk about what this win means moving forward, not only into that last game, but also into the postseason, playing, I would say, your best game, maybe even all season tonight.
Oh, definitely. This is such a big win. Coach talked about it before. He said how much we needed this win and getting momentum to go into the tournament. This is such a great win after going here. Then next game, hopefully we get that win, and then going into the tournament, we'll be ready.
Deion, I appreciate it. Congratulations on the win tonight. Good luck on Sunday.
All right, thank you.
That's Deion Jones, and this Monmouth Hawks as Matt will now throw things back to you as we'll continue along on our post-game show to echo Coach Rice and Deion's sentiments. a great team win tonight. We know some individuals shown out on the stats, but great team win all around.
Yeah, very solid, Eddie. We'll take a look at the final numbers here. Andrew Nicholas led the way, 27 points for Red, 10 of 13, including 4 of 5 from behind the arc, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Deion Jones, 5 of 10 from the floor. He had 16 points on the night. Those are the only two guys from Monmouth into double figures, but good balance up and down after that. Zach Tillman with 7, 6 points for Greg Nowak, 6 points for Colin Stewart, and then 4 points for Tyrone Ogaro, 4 points for Chris Brady, 3 points rather for Christian White, 2 points for Jalen Palm. You know, even on a night where Josh James doesn't score, he still contributes, had 6 assists. A little bit banged up during the course of the night. Didn't have to play a whole lot in the second part of that second half. But MU overall, 26 of 51, shot 51% from the floor, 6 of 10 from the outside. They didn't have to force a lot of shots, and 17 of 23. I think by far and away one of their best nights from the free throw line as a team, 17 of 23 for 74%. All those numbers for Monmouth pretty solid. 36 total rebounds, plus 4 in the rebounding department, 18 assists, 18 turnovers, maybe a bit too much, but in a win like tonight, certainly what Monmouth needed, 2 blocks and 8 steals. MU plus 16 points in the paint, plus 6 points off of turnovers, and plus 10 in terms of bench scoring. For Niagara, we talk about Antoine Mason, the second leading scorer in the nation, 6 of 13, had just 15 points. Some of the numbers for Niagara, not good at all. 13 of 42 overall, 31% from the field, 1 of 13 from outside for 7.7%, 23 of 37, 62.2%. And as we said, you know, the assist turnover number, sometimes a little deceiving. Monmouth 18-18, 2 assists tonight, 2 assists tonight for Niagara, and 24 turnovers. If you are minus 22 in that department, I am quite sure that does not make Coach Chris Casey very happy at all. Monmouth led by as many as 32 in this game here tonight, wind up winning it by 25, 75 to 50.
As we roll along on our Boathouse Bar and Grill post-game show, your Hawks basketball nightly headquarters with drink specials, nightly entertainment, and some of the best food around is now will award our player of the game after MU's big 75 to 50 win over Niagara. The Hawks improved to 11-19. 5-14 in MAC play. And Matt, I'm pretty sure with this win have clinched the 9th seed in the upcoming MAC tournament. We will award now our Jersey Mike's Player of the Game. I'll take care of that while you standings it up. And our Player of the Game is presented by Jersey Mike's, which is on the corner of Route 71 and 36 in Carriage Square. Go visit Jersey Mike's today for the special Monmouth discount. There's one number that really sticks out on the stat sheet, and it's the 27 points scored by Andrew Nicholas. He is our Jersey Mike subs player of the game. 10 of 13 from the floor, 4 of 5 from 3, 3 of 4 from the foul line. He added 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals in a team-high 31 minutes. Andrew Nicholas in his game-high 27 earned him our Jersey Mike subs player of the game. As we'll now take a look at our upcoming game. Before we look at those final standings, our upcoming game is presented by Coach USA, driven with pride. It is this Sunday, as Steve Bazaz and myself will be on the air. MU takes to the road for the final time in the regular season at Siena. 1:45 pregame show, 2 o'clock tip, when Monmouth takes on one of the hottest teams in the MAC right now, the Siena Saints, up at the Times Union Center, right outside of Albany, New York, in Loudonville. Should be a good one. Again, Siena playing some of their best basketball of the season. Monmouth will have their hands full in that one. As my main man, Matt Scenarios Harmon, over there on the standings, what do you got, partner?
Well, I would tell you right now that Monmouth has not finished up their regular season, but they will definitely be the 9 seed in the tournament. With the loss tonight, Niagara actually at 3-16. They're in the bottom part of the league. They will finish up their year at St. Peter's on Sunday. Not sure of the tiebreak situation, but Niagara will be 10 of 11. Fairfield moves a half game ahead of them as they upset Marist tonight. The Stags do 78 to 74. So that kind of muddies the picture as well for the matchup for Monmouth. They will definitely be the 9 seed, and they will either play St. Peter's, who on Sunday will play this Niagara team, or Marist, who will play Quinnipiac. Certainly the tougher matchup is for Marist. So if we went standings and said St. Peter's would get a win, Marist might get a loss, it would set up Marist and Monmouth for the third time this season. Again, the Fairfield Stags beating Marist 78-74. Elsewhere in league play tonight, Manhattan 80 and Iona 77. That game late in the first overtime. And then the late game of the night, Ryder with a 5-4 advantage on Canisius. The Bronx needing a win to keep pace with Siena for that fifth and final playoff spot in the MAC and try to get that first round bye. But Monmouth will definitely be the 9 seed in the tournament. Their opponent will either be Marist or St. Peter's. Won't be, that part of it won't be determined until Sunday.
And we'll try to keep as best we can up to date with the scenarios on our Sunday broadcast at Siena. But what tonight's game did, not only, Matt, was snap a 9-game losing streak for MU, kicks off a huge weekend of hoops here on the Shore Sports Network, continuing with two big high school games right here tomorrow.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It'll be the girls' final with Manasquan taking on St. Rose. Tip time set for 1 o'clock will be on the air just prior to that. And then the boys' final with number 1 Point Beach against number 2 CBA. That one set to start right around 3 o'clock. But all in all, good one tonight for MU. They lock in the 9 spot. They know they will play in the 5 o'clock game on Thursday, the first day of the conference tournament on Thursday. Try and see if they can go up and steal a win against Siena and head into the tournament on a 2-game win streak.
Partner, as always, great job tonight. Good luck tomorrow with you and Kevin. And then I know you'll be joining me up in Springfield.
Yep, looking forward to seeing the first MAC conference tournament that MU will be a part of.
Great job by my broadcast partner, Matt Harmon, as well as our buddy Brian Cedillo back in the studio working this evening's game. For the entire crew here at the Shore Sports Network and on Hawk Vision, I am Eddie Acapinti, thanking you for listening and watching tonight's broadcast. It was a resounding MU win, 75-50 over Niagara. We'll catch you Sunday, 1:45 at Siena. Fans, thank you again for watching and listening. Have a good evening.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Red Bank Sleep Shop, Maple Avenue at the corner of Monmouth Street, Red Bank. RKE Athletic, Route 71 in Wall, the official clothing supplier of the Shore Sports Network. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy every day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. McClune's Restaurants, with 10 great locations. Barnabas Health, life is better healthy. World Subaru in Tinton Falls, they think the world of their customers. And by Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.